This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to Leanne McAdoo as far as the man on the street that she did here in Austin, talking to people about the Confederate flag controversy. There are some real substantive issues about that. We're going to talk about that as well as look at the video. In this segment, I wanted to continue talking about this climate change issue because, as I said before, to put man at the center of climate change and ignore the sun is as foolish as putting the Earth at the center of the solar system and saying that everything revolves around us. But it is even more dangerous than that, because not only is it bad science, not only are we not allowed to look at the data, and remember, with ClimateGate, what happened was they went to East Anglia University in the UK. They said, we want to see your data because you've done these studies, you've drawn these conclusions, we're talking about doing massive changes to our society. And we need to validate your data to make sure that you did this correctly. And, well, you can't see our data. This went on for a very long time. Finally, somebody leaked 1,000 emails to a server in Russia. That was ClimateGate. We saw that they were talking about things like, let's hide the decline, the models aren't working, so forth and so on. That went on for quite some time. It looked like there was going to be some changes made. But, of course, this is really about politics and religion more than it is about science. So nothing happened. Then again, we had a second ClimateGate. This time, 5,000 emails were leaked on that Russian server from East Anglia. We saw that there were also emails involving American climate, let's say professionals, experts, okay, like Michael Mann of the University of Virginia. Again, they would not let us see their emails. I was part of a group that tried to get those emails revealed. Ken Cuccinelli in Virginia, the attorney general, sued to get those emails. They kept those emails back saying, these are private emails. Well, at the time, these are all emails that were on the server of the University of Virginia when he was working there. These were things that were done on the university computer while he was being paid by the university, doing work for the university. So that should have been seen by the public. It shouldn't have been private. Is he really on the government's payroll? Is he doing private work while he's there? That's what we need to know. Nevertheless, he said, well, this is also proprietary data. It's like, no, your research has been published. It is being used for public policy. We need to validate your data. They won't show it to us. That tells you something stinks, just like something stinks with the secret trade agreements that we're seeing. But there's another aspect of this that we really haven't talked about, and that is Schellenhuber's idea of a world government. Of course, he's part of the Earth League. The person at the center of the Earth League is Prince Charles, but he's one of the scientists putting this out. They've put out an Earth statement. One of the things that they want, of course, is world government. And here's how this would break down. They're going to have an Earth Constitution. They're going to have a global council. They want a planetary court, a transnational. We keep seeing that word come up all the time. It's in our secret trade agreements. It's in all these different things. Transnational. Everything needs to move to a world government. That's what the Pope is pushing, is a transnational planetary court that is a legal body open to appeals from everyone, especially with respect to violations of the Earth Constitution. So when you look at these three aspects, you see that what he's putting out here is a legal document. He's putting out a elected body, an Earth Council, as well as a court to make people do this. These are all the different aspects of a world government. That's what we're seeing with these trade agreements that are coming up. And again, this next hour, we're going to have Alex Jones explaining to us that we haven't lost the entire battle yet. We can still fight the Trans-Pacific, the Transatlantic agreements that are coming on. The fast track is there. It's accelerating it. It's going to make it very difficult to stop it, but we can stop it. They're coming at us from multiple directions for world government, whether it's for climate change or whether they call it trade, free trade. It's not free. There's nothing at all free about it. whatever you look at, they're coming at us from multiple directions, and we have to fight back on this. We're in a fight for our life. We're in a fight for our freedom and our independence. Stay with us. We're going to be talking to Leanne McAdoo.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, June 25th, 2015. Joining me in the studio is Leanne McAdoo. We're going to talk about her man on the street yesterday. I guess lady on the street. We'll talk about that. Before we do, I want to let you know about Nason Iodine. You know, we've been talking about all the different mandates that are coming at us, the secret laws, the secret groups, the push towards world government. We've been talking about what's going on in Greece, how they are staring at an economic collapse. You know, when you go bankrupt and you're very wealthy, or when you go bankrupt as a country, it happens slowly. Then suddenly, we don't know when economic collapse is going to happen. You need to prepare yourself now. You need to prepare for your health. Try to make yourself as healthy as you can. You need to store the things that you're going to need now as well. You know, we got a couple of reviews that were comments that came in, and this is on Nason Iodine X2. Anthony Gucciardi gave these to me. It's pretty good comments, so we've got feedback that has been very positive on this from a lot of different people. Here's just two of them. Hornet in Ann Arbor, Michigan said, "This is the fourth Nason Iodine this month, stocking up. My wife has lost 37 pounds using this." Another one from Mel in Florida said, "I use the product daily as I just feel better. When I miss a day or a few days, I feel terrible. Therefore, high-quality products that will keep you healthy." You know, it's something that I use because I know that in my diet, I don't get enough iodine. They've cut down on the supplementation of it, adding it as they used to a lot of foods. They don't do that now. And so we need to take an active role in our own health and preparing for our future. A great way to do that is to stock up on X2 Nascent Iodine at InfoWarsLife.com right now. Now, joining us is Leanne McAdoo. Now, Leanne, you went out yesterday and you talked to people about their attitudes towards, of course, we had the statue of Jefferson Davis that was defaced here in Austin at the University of Texas campus, right?
Correct, yeah.
And so you went out and talked to some people about that, but tried to extend that out a little bit more broadly because right. It's about more than just a few symbols and what people think they understand or think they know about those symbols. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. Really just wanting to kind of see if people would be willing to take down the statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, slave owners.
Yeah.
And that's all it was kind of like the buzzword there, racist, slave owners. And people really were. They were willing to do that. So
they are, yeah.
That's kind of what I've learned two things yesterday. One, that it's completely false, you know, under this administration that racism is at an all-time high. And that there's this race war going on because it's not true. You go out there and so many people, so many young people, older people that I talked to, they all engaged me in conversation, but they were willing to take down sort of symbols of racism, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's also at an all-time high under this administration is totalitarianism and this teaching that anything that bothers you or anything that's bad, you know, needs to be erased and wiped out.
That's what I'm concerned
about. And it's like acceptance. But it's non-acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of putting it across as this we're all open and accepting and liberal, but it's actually...
Yeah. That's the whole thing about political correctness and multiculturalism. You know, it has their gods that are fiercely worshipped, and you better not blaspheme them. And it really is about symbolism over substance. Look,
right.
Thomas Jefferson had slaves, okay? He was bothered by it. He put in a massive section about slavery in the Declaration of Independence. They took it out at the time because they wanted to focus it on other issues. They thought that was too controversial. It was going to cause division in the South.
Mm-hmm.
He and others said, we have a tiger by the tail. They wanted to get out of it. They weren't sure how to get out of it.
Right.
And so it was something that basically had been carried forward. They were looking for ways to get out of it. Many people were. But regardless of what your opinion of Thomas Jefferson is, this is fundamentally, when I say it's about symbols over substance, this is fundamentally about attacking the principles.
Right.
It's about deconstructing the principles on which this country was founded.
Right.
And that's why they're going to go after Jefferson.
And it's all about demonizing the founding fathers and demonizing anyone who would dare put forth this idea of freedom.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
free men, all created equal.
That's right. Instead of saying, well, wait a minute, when you wrote that was only... the only people that were getting freedom were some white people and black people were left out of that. Instead of saying that, they need to stand up and say, look, this is for all men. Let's make that literal. Let's say all men. Let's name it and claim it or whatever. Let's say that applies to black people, applies to women, it applies to everybody. Other countries have done this.
Right.
Other countries looked at this. It is the best. The Declaration of Independence is the best statement of the rights of man that has been produced by anybody so far.
Right.
Calling and pointing out that they don't come from a government. That governments are created to establish those rights. And when the government destroys those rights, it is not only your right, but your duty to abolish that government and replace it with one that will protect your rights. And so it's a great statement of our rights and coming from our creator and what our position is as human beings. And so we need to all claim this rather than trying to let them divide and conquer us and to push this away.
Right. And that's all it is. It's divide and conquer. And it's all about black and white and racist this and slave when it was a completely different time. And it's not as if slavery was only in America.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It's been like this forever. Many cultures,
and it continues
many
on
colors.
With Walmart and many other corporations.
Exactly.
Let's take a quick look at that. Yes, let's take a look at that report before we run out of time.
Hey, can I get you to sign this petition to get the president to take down these racist statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson?
Racist statues?
Yeah. I mean, I'm white, but this kind of helps me, like, alleviate some of the guilt of, like, slavery and all that.
Okay, might as well.
Yeah, you know, it's all history, but they all had slaves. Even George Washington up there that everyone's, like, idolizes because he's just a founding father, but he had slaves. I mean, do you feel, like, guilty at all for slavery? I mean... does that offend you when the statues are just, like, looking down on you all the time and you're like, okay, we get it, you're racist?
And I understand that, but it's also part of our history, and so I have to support it.
It's kind of a really bad part of our history we need to erase.
But we learn from our history. It repeats itself if we're not careful. So, I value your beliefs. I really do.
Probably then the rest of the racist guys. I mean, the founding father, but they had slaves.
I do think it is part of history.
Yeah, but it's almost like if we can control the way people view history, then we can control the future going forward. And, like, we have the power in the present to control the past.
Yeah.
I mean, the way I see it, because it's so bad, it's like as if you're having, like, a statue of maybe Hitler or someone like that.
Exactly. So. Let's put up a statue of Hitler up there. There's a huge socialist movement on UT campus, so trying to kind of shift the country in that direction.
What do you think about the president right now? You think he's good for the country?
I mean, I think he's doing a great job.
Okay. See, that's what we did for him. He's actually
so you're not going to vote for Hillary?
Guys for the country.
He thinks President Obama's worse than the racist founding fathers?
He absolutely is.
Wow.
He absolutely is.
Come on. White people can sort of suck, and we sure don't need any more statues of them. Would you like to alleviate some white guilt? He symbolizes white supremacy, slavery. I mean, really, all our founding fathers were racist because they had slaves.
Mm-hmm.
People have this argument about, you know, it's like the First Amendment and stuff. You know, I think they take that too far.
They do.
It's kind of about controlling history at this point so we can rewrite it, change, you know, transform. Be a little bit more aggressive with progressiveness.
I would never even have thought of that.
You never would have. Well, you know why? Because it's white privilege.
Yeah.
Oh, prove you're not racist, Red. That guy up there has got to go. We got General Robert E. Lee and then some other white guy. Nobody even knows who he is in his little Confederate outfit or whatever. It's just racism, and we want it taken down before the start of the fall semester.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll sign it.
Will you sign my petition to get the president of UT to take down the racist statues?
Yeah.
Just like the founding fathers, they're all racist.
Thomas Jefferson and
right,
George Washington and the founders of our country.
I know, and they all have statues.
I mean, they founded America.
If we can control the past, we can control the future. What do you think they symbolize? I've been hearing a lot of different reactions to that. It's like history and...
Treason?
What?
Treason?
Treason.
Yeah.
Oh, really? And so, I mean, that's exactly... Can you imagine someone trying to secede or whatever today under President Obama? I mean, that just, like, sends a bad message.
Yeah. I'm really...
So a lot of people are thinking this is like, you know, it's our history and we got to keep it here, but...
And again, for those of you joining us on the radio, this is a petition that Leanne McAdoo took down to the University of Texas, getting people to sign it to take down all Confederate symbols.
Right, anything that we deem racist and offensive at this point.
Yeah, let's.
No matter what it was about then, or what it symbolized, or if they helped to found this country, you know, this great country that everyone is rushing to move to.
Yeah.
You know.
So there was one lady there who took exception to what you were saying, and, mm-hmm. and you were kind of playing devil's advocate there, trying to encourage people to feel their white privilege and sign that. But tell us a little bit about what she said.
Well, you know, she just pointed out that it's not a great part of our history necessarily, but we need to be aware of our history, because if not, we're doomed to repeat it.
Yes.
And that's kind of the big thing that always bugs me about the social faux pas to ever bring up Hitler and the Nazis. And nobody will, you know, that's like, oh, quiet about that. But we need to understand that it wasn't just one bad dictator that did that.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to propagandize and socially control an entire country.
Mm-hmm.
To
yeah, absolutely.
Help him commit democide.
Exactly. And they're not interested in just taking away the Confederate battle flag as a symbol. They're interested in going to the root of the issue, because most of the presidents up until the Civil War, as we call it, most of the presidents were from Virginia. I think there's five of them from Virginia. After that, the power center really kind of moved to Ohio. Mm-hmm. And so there was a massive change. And anybody who knows history knows that there was a massive consolidation. Prior to the Civil War, everybody talked about the United States R. It was a group of sovereign states that had created a central government with very specific delegated powers. After Lincoln's War, it became an empire of consolidation. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit about the Ku Klux Klowns. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio with Leanne McAdoo. We just looked at the reaction that people had on the street as Leanne went out, kind of playing a devil's advocate because there had been defacement of the Confederate monument there. Let's see, it's Jefferson Davis, wasn't it? Okay. There was a defacement there, so she took a petition out to get people's attitude about that. Of course, we see an article on Infowars.com how the Amazon staff are now answering questions. This is why they're taking down all Confederate flags, the battle flag of Northern Virginia. Why didn't you take it down? Well, they say we were told that this is a federal law. Now, that could just be an ignorant employee as part of this. Actually, the person who was talking to them got it in a chat, a text chat, and actually took a screenshot of that. That could just be one employee doesn't know what's going on, but other people were told that as well. So that's interesting. That's an article from Paul Joseph Watson. Then, of course, we have Apple's movements on this too, don't we, Leanne?
Right. We're seeing it all over, eBay, Walmart. Now Apple has removed all American Civil War games from the App Store because of the Confederate flag. So you can play these games or you reenact the Civil War, but now no more because of the flag that flies there. But you can still go and play games where it simulates rape and beatings mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. carjackings. And I mean, that's completely fine.
Mm-hmm. And you can get Nazi memorabilia as well.
Exactly.
You know, it's interesting. If you go to Google, if you type in KKK 1920s, take a look at the pictures there. Look at images. What you're going to see from the Ku Klux Klans is you're going to see them carrying American flags everywhere. Okay, they're waving American flags. You got giant American flags that are being held by 100 people going down Pennsylvania Avenue and the Capitol. You can also see crosses. Now, those are symbols that they co-opted. Certainly, the American flag and certainly the cross do not align with their principles. You can also see that if you go to the KKK 1960s. You'll see the same thing. It's the American flag. As one guy pointed out in a video we got up on Infowars.com, he said, you know, the Confederate battle flag started being used by the Ku Klux Klan once they were infiltrated by the FBI. You know, we need to understand what this stuff is really and truly about. Mm-hmm. Malcolm X, Leanne, and the Black Panthers became truly dangerous to the power structure once they reached out and started embracing people of every race. Once they were all just about being black, they left them alone, pretty much. They followed them. They watched them closely. But as Larry Pinkney has talked about it, you know, the old days of the Black Panthers, before the new Black Panthers, once they were just a group that involved just black people, when Malcolm X was just about black people, they left them alone. When they started reaching out to other groups, then they became dangerous. Right. And that's when we become dangerous to the system. Right. It's when we start standing together, treating each other as humans, standing up on the basic principles of the Declaration of Independence that Jefferson wrote. And they don't want that to happen. This is a process of deconstruction. You know, one of the things that we never hear talked about in Civil War history is Reconstruction. It wasn't Reconstruction. It was deconstruction, just like the Patriot Act is not patriotic. They always use these lies to put this stuff through. And that type of approach began as we moved into the American Empire. But What they're trying to do now is deconstruct the past. As we mentioned with the Orwell quote, you know, those who control the past control the future. The only effective check against centralization of power, against an abusive government that takes your rights instead of protecting them, is ultimately to use your right, your duty, to separate from that government. And we have people who are even talking about doing that now out west in Oregon and California. They've grown apart culturally, politically. They want the right of independence and self-government. There's not anything about slavery involved in that unless you can say these people are being treated as slaves by the federal government, just like that situation with the raisin company where they go in and say, give us 30% of your raisins.
Right.
Just give it to me. I mean, that's worse than serfs.
Right.
Serfs only had to pay 10%.
And that's exactly what this is about. People will say, oh, well, this is a victory for the race, you know, racism. It's not. This is a longer agenda of destroying America's icons.
Yes.
Taking away everything we have.
You know, clearly when we look at how do we fight back against things like out-of-control police brutality. Now, remember that video that we had just a couple of weeks ago where they had a white guy legally carrying a long rifle strapped over his shoulder openly, okay? And he was confronted by a cop. I think if he would have probably something else would have happened if there had been somebody filming it. But when they did the same experiment with a black guy, the cop jumps out of the car, draws the gun on him, and starts screaming frantically, get down on the ground, get down on the ground, and telling the pregnant woman who's taking pictures there, you get down on the ground, face down, I can't get face down, I'm pregnant. There is a difference. There is a difference in the way black people are treated in the war on drugs, the way they are incarcerated, the incarceration rates. But the way to solve this is not to separate out into a smaller minority, but to join with the larger group and united oppose all of this. We're not, any of us, going to get our freedom unless we come together, because they're holding the cards right now.
Right.
They rammed through these trade agreements, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment. Alex has got a special report about how the TPP has not passed yet. The Fast Track has. We can still stop it. It's going to be harder now, but we can still stop it. We're going to be talking about that. We've also got a special call to action, how you can join in the info war and help to fight back against that. Thank you so much, Leanne McAdoo.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. will must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here with an exciting announcement. Do you have what it takes to join the InfoWar? Would you like to work here in Austin, Texas, inside the InfoWars News Center that now reaches more than 18 million people across the globe every week? We need InfoWarriors. We need talented people who love the truth, who love freedom, and who love humanity to join our operation.
We're going to be taking applications at the email jobs@Infowars.com and online at Infowars.com at Infowars.com/jobs. We're going to be hiring radio crew. We're going to be hiring writers. We're going to be hiring investigative journalists. We're going to be going out there directly to you, the patriots who love freedom all over this country who want to work inside our operation. Now, most of the hires will be inside InfoWars. Some can work remotely as writers. We're going to be hiring folks directly on, but we're also going to be giving people a chance at paid internships to come in for a week, a month, or longer to see if you fit in to this operation. We're ready to go to the next level. Find out the details at Infowars.com/jobs or email us your resume, your video reel, your background, what you stand for, and why you want to join the InfoWars crew. So whether you're an established journalist or whether you're just a novice video editor, what matters is that you take action, that you stand for freedom, and that you want to work hard in defense of human liberties. We're looking for journalists. We're looking for writers. We're looking for investigative reporters. We're looking for folks to help promote freedom via our social media platforms, graphic designers, paid internships, and if folks have got a good resume and a good background, we'll also be hiring some people directly on at Infowars.com as we prepare to take the fight to the next level against the New World Order. In 20 years, InfoWars has been exponentially growing. We're about to hopefully take a huge leap forward when it comes to upping the amount of news we can cover, the amount of stories we can break, because world government is being rolled out in everybody's face right now. People are waking up. This is the time to have a maximum effort to reach out to humanity, and this is your chance to be part of the InfoWars.com news operations. So, throw your hat in the ring. If you think you've got what it takes, you're ready to take action, and I hope to be working side-by-side with you right here at the InfoWars.com news centers in Austin, Texas. So send those video reels, send those graphic designs, send your work to us so we can see if you've got what it takes to be part of this operation.
Absolutely, folks, and this is David Knight here in the studio. Of course, what Alex is saying there is absolutely true. I've seen it firsthand. He is 100% into this, trying to stop the type of thing that we just saw yesterday with the fast track of these trade agreements. The only way we're going to stop that is if we can get the information out. And we got a report coming out from Alex in just a few minutes where he's going to talk about what we need to do at this point in terms of educating people. But in order to do that, we have to grow the operation. Now, one of the ways we're going to pay for the people that we're going to add is, of course, we could take donations. We've done that in the past. But primarily, Alex likes to fund the operation by offering you products that are going to help you in a win-win situation. Of course, the newest product we've got is Liver Shield and Liver Shield Advanced Cleanse, which is a combination of Liver Shield and Oxy Powder and a combination there. It's very important that you get yourself in good condition, that you maintain optimum health, because you don't know what's coming down the pike. The liver is responsible for over 500 separate functions in the body, including its role as your primary filter of toxins. So how do you clean that filter? Well, one way you can do that very effectively is with Liver Shield. I'm getting ready to start mine this weekend. Alex has talked about this, and the results are real, absolutely real. I'm not going to go into the details of it, but this is something that can be very beneficial. You do need to clean the filter in your body, and of course, it's got 500 different functions you need to keep yourself healthy with a healthy liver. Again, InfoWarsLife.com, that's Liver Shield, introductory offer, as well as Liver Shield Advanced Cleanse, that's Liver Shield and Oxy Powder. Now, continuing with what we were talking about in the last segment with Leanne, we've got a video that I want to run by Alfonso Rachel with Zonation. And it's on the Democratic Party's long history of racism.
Okay, let's pick up where we left off on the last donation.
Have you ever read the original Democrat Party platform? The original included language to protect their so-called right to force people into slavery. But Republicans are the racists because the original Republican Party platform was to abolish slavery? And when liberals are reminded of this, they always say the same thing. Yeah, well, you know what, Zoe? That was a long time ago, and you need to get over it. Really? Okay, well, you know what? Slavery itself was a long time ago. Why don't y'all get over that? Oh, but that's how you liberals are. You're always able to use something as an excuse, like slavery. But that's okay. That's okay. Let's say you can actually use slavery as an excuse. To the Afrocentric, loyal Democrat voting liberals who insist and swear up and down that the black community is still profoundly affected by slavery, even though it happened a long time ago, why don't you still hold the Democrats responsible for trying to force institutionalized slavery? Yeah, you kind of got a funny taste in your mouth right about now, don't you? Yeah, I think it's the taste of them boots you loyal Democrats, Afrocentric liberals always accuse us conservatives of licking. I'm just guessing, because unlike you, as a conservative, I really don't know what these boots taste like. Y'all have been sucking boots so long that you're oblivious to the flavor. Kind of like chewing a piece of gum long after the flavor's gone. And then you accuse black conservatives of being the bootlickers. And we can be sure that these accusations will continue as the liberals accuse me of being a whore and being paid to say these things the GOP writes for me, even though none have yet to prove that anyone writes my scripts but me. White people write Obama scripts all the time, though. And y'all don't seem too mad about him saying all the things that those white liberals want him to say. So anyway, slavery happened long ago, but you still want to use that as an excuse. Well, then be consistent. You should still hold the Democrats responsible for the KKK, Jim Crow, Dred Scott, revocation of civil rights, denial of 40 acres and a mule, segregation, anti-miscegenation, and eugenics. You know that was the Democrat Party. That's why you liberals try to use some lame excuse that the party switched sides. Which is a lie anyway. And even that in itself is an admission because the Democrats had to be the racist party to begin with to be supposedly switched anyway. The Democrat agenda is still the same, to make us subjects of the state. But now they do this under the sugar-coated guise of fairness. And as a buddy of mine, Joe Dan, reminds us, Democrats talk more about fairness than freedom.
It's a great video. And again, that is a video by Alfonso Rachel with Zonation. You can see that at Infowars.com. We got the full video up there. You know, it's interesting. We don't want to get so slavishly controlled by any one party. And that's what he's talking about in that video at the very beginning. People say, well, you know, slavery, we want to talk about that. But let's not talk about the Democrat Party's role in oppression as well through Jim Crow and these other issues. Look. We don't need to be slavishly devoted to any party. We don't need to be slavishly devoted to the GOP either. We don't need to be slavishly devoted to Lincoln. Look, drafting people is a form of slavery. That first happened under Abraham Lincoln. Giving us a fiat currency, taking away the gold behind it. That happened under Lincoln. That's a form of slavery as well. Think about the NDAA, indefinite detention without trial. Yeah, that's pretty outrageous, isn't it? Guess when that first happened? Under Lincoln. Yeah, he took away habeas corpus. He locked up one-third of the Maryland legislature, as well as a congressman, as well as a guy who was running for governor, many different places, but especially in Maryland. He came down with a hammer because he did not want to have the Maryland legislature vote for secession. So to make that happen, he just locked them up. No trial for you. You don't get a lawyer, as Lindsey Graham said. Well, that's what Lincoln said. So we don't need to be slavishly devoted to anybody's deconstruction of history, anybody's hagiography about Lincoln or the GOP. We need to think for ourselves. If you want to think for yourself, if you want to understand what's going on, go back and read the books of the people who fought the war. They didn't call each other white supremacists. They didn't call each other racist. You know, quite frankly, everybody was a white supremacist racist at that time, pretty much, especially Lincoln. Look at the Lincoln-Douglas debates. What they called each other, what they called the South, was secesh. even more so than rebel. They were concerned because of secession, but secession is our fundamental, that is the last straw, but that is a straw that we keep, or I should say an arrow that we keep in our quiver. That is what the Declaration of Independence was. It was about secession. It was a declaration of war. We don't want to see it happen, but that is the nuclear option that needs to remain on the table. And it doesn't have to happen violently. You had Norway and Sweden seceded, went their separate ways peacefully. So it doesn't have to be a war. We can have self-governance and independence. Let's go to this report from Alex Jones talking about how we fight against the TPP, because it hasn't passed yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, this message is not just to Americans. It's to people around the world who want their children to grow up free and not slaves. The entire history of civilization for 6,000 years has been between the people who produce the culture and tiny elites that organize themselves into criminal gangs to suppress the people. We fought a revolution and won it from an empire that had never been defeated in 1776. Over 150 years later, the very same British roundtable groups founded the Council on Foreign Relations in New York City with the stated goal of bringing the United States into a new British empire. Now, to be clear, the British don't run this today, but that model, that system, the corporations and combines, the robber barons that grew out of it, are establishing a planetary government. You notice the Pope's calling for world government and carbon taxes right now. You notice that's being suddenly admitted to all over the news after decades of denial. We've now hit the point of it emerging. The Trans-Pacific Partnership passed yesterday. Now, there's still a chance to beat it, but the fact that Congress would give the president dictatorial power to agree to whatever these foreign secretive bodies have set up is truly unprecedented. And here's the bad news. Trade Promotion Authority, once it's been handed to a president before briefly, the Senate and the House have never voted it down. And it allows a rubber stamp in the next 60 days to sign on to whatever treaty that will remain secret until it's passed is. Notice that despite the fact TPP was passed yesterday, we still can't see it. But all the Republican and Democratic senators that are for it, the traitors, true traitors, kept saying you can read it after we pass it. But they mean after we signed on the treaty. And the word is most of it won't be released then. The three sections we've seen are draconian. Anthony Gucciardi, David Knight, and the rest of our crew have been breaking that down today here on the radio. This is one of the most devastating blows against our freedom ever, and it shows that we have a Congress that is bought and paid for. I salute the Democrats, who are the largest group against it. They're insane on many fronts, but handing the president total dictatorial power to a secret treaty a lot of them got was a fraud. And their constituents know what a screw job NAFTA and GATT was entering us into this system to begin with. The Tea Party fought it as well. How about we come together and save this country and not let them divide and conquer us with these distractions about rebel flags? My God, people, we're not being conquered by the Confederacy. We're being conquered by the globalists, and they're admitting the whole thing. Continue the fight. It's uphill at this point. But here's the good news. Even if they're able to ratify this and ram it through, finally, the secret takeover, even if they're able to do that, now they have to implement it over the years. England never even knew they were brought into the EU secretly in the late 80s, early 90s, in two different phases of the Maastricht Treaty. Now they know about it and are moving to pull out. So the beginning of the end of world government is when they try to actually set it up and don't rule from the shadows and start installing their technocrats in power everywhere. Then people go, wait a minute, the conspiracy theorists for 30, 40 years fighting this, they were right. We weren't conspiracy theorists. We went and read the Treaty of Rome, the Maastricht Treaty. We interviewed the top experts, the members of Parliament. I've traveled to England, traveled to Europe. I mean, Ron Paul's warned. Now we've got Senator Sessions on the floor a few days ago saying this is world government. They're merging the North American Union, the Asian Union, and the EU together. And all of it's done by stealth. It's not trade. It's a takeover. They want to fool Democrats by saying, ooh, Obama had a victory. Ooh, you had a victory. Obama's legacy. This isn't about Obama. He's a puppet. The trendy to help shove it through. And Democrats aren't buying it. That's the good news. Republicans, look at those blue bloods like Boehner and others. They are the scum of the earth. I mean, this is true treason. America has already been taken over by the private Federal Reserve. But now they're transferring what was left of the power to their secretive boards. All right, that's it for this update. I'll be filing other updates at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If we the people stand up and take action, we're unstoppable. You, the viewers, the listeners, have the power. You can change this. We've got to change the debate over from the tranny operations and the rebel flag distractions and from gay marriage and stuff like this to the big issue that we're being conquered by globalists that are devastatingly cold-blooded, and any country they get a hold of, they loot. They will debase us. They will bring us down like Greece and others. That's how they control us, by making us poor. They admit it. This is their philosophy. We've watched them do this in countless countries. We got the IMF and World Bank documents in 2002 where they admitted the whole plan and said the West was next. I've had Greg Palestone, BBC reporter, investigative journalist, and he's interviewed one of the founders of the euro who admitted it was designed to implode nation states, suck them dry. This is economic conquest. This will hurt you and your family. If you thought NAFTA and GATT cut your wages and screwed the country up, that was just the beginning. The people are now waking up. The battle is just starting. And they barely were able to ram this through. So they're not invincible. They want you to think all is lost. You can't defeat them. That's a fraud. What they're doing is so over the top that they either win because they're so bold or they fail because they're so bold. Will their confidence game go on forever? Will the United States of America and the UK, England, Germany, all these great nations, sovereign nations that fought huge wars with each other, now just get into a bunch of scum bankers who create a bunch of counterfeit derivatives? This is the world being conquered by people worse than Bernie Madoff, worse than Ken Lay. It was Ken Lay with carbon taxes. I mean, this is a group of scum. Are we really ruled by the hypocrite Al Gore? Are we really ruled by frauds like Michael Moore with his six bodyguards with guns, but you can't have them? Are we really going to be under this new royalty and submit to their tyranny? The decision is up to you. But the battle against TPP now goes into the next phase. It's uphill. But within that fight, we will expose it even more, and then suddenly it'll be downhill. The more we fight, the stronger we get. It's like muscles. It's a long struggle. History shows it.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. As you were hearing in that last segment, Alex Jones was saying, we're not done yet. Of course, the TPP has not passed. We need to understand that. That's another part of their tactic, is to think, make you think that it's already over, to make you think that you've lost. They haven't had the vote. They voted and passed fast track, and now they're going to try to run down. We've got at least, there were two treaties that we know they've been working on for a very long time, the Transatlantic, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, joining us to Asia, joining us to Europe, just as we've seen with the Trilateral Commission's plan for a world government, moving from economic unity to political unity. Nevertheless, there are other treaties that are going to be coming down the road, but we can fight these one at a time. And as Alex pointed out, even if they pass these, we can still reverse them. There are people in Europe now who are pushing to get out of the EU. So it's not over. As he pointed out, once people understand that we weren't spouting out some wild conspiracy theories, we were telling you what their conspiracy plans were and have been for a very long time. When we look at this Supreme Court decision today, again, there was another Supreme Court decision on Obamacare. When we look at Obamacare and we look at Obama trade, they have something in common, and it's not Obama. It is holding a gun to your head and forcing you to buy products from corporations who have influence with government. That's what they're both about. When we talk about the fact that the headlines say, Supreme Court upholds nationwide health care law subsidies, gives Obamacare a big win. Listen, they like to portray this as these are subsidies for individuals. These are subsidies, folks, for the insurance companies. They're the ones who get to set the rates. They set the rates high. They set it for certain things that you would not normally buy, like if you were a single male, you're not going to buy maternity coverage unless you're buying it as part of Obamacare. Then you will pay for that. They will set the rates for that. This is a massive transfer of wealth from the individuals to the insurance companies, and that's what these subsidies are really subsidizing. They're not subsidizing your health care. They're subsidizing your insurance that was fixed by these insurance companies, telling you what you're going to buy and what you can't buy. And again, it doesn't really matter what the law is when you've got a government that doesn't pay any attention to it. That's what Scalia is saying. He says, we ought to start calling this law SCOTUS care. Now, of course, SCOTUS is the Supreme Court of the U.S. That's the abbreviation where they talk about it. He says, this is a defense of the indefensible. He says, rather than rewriting the law, this is Supreme Court Justice Scalia. He says, rather than rewriting the law, which is what they did, under the pretense of interpreting it, the court should have left it to Congress to decide what to do about the Act's limitation of tax credits to state exchanges. But instead, they just pretend it doesn't say what it clearly says. For example, okay, when you look at this law, they have they say Congress would have had to amend the Affordable Care Act. So they put it in there that there would be state subsidies. States did not enact those subsidies. So rather than going back and following a constitutional process to go back and fix the law, like Congress has the duty to do, instead, they just take it with the Supreme Court and say, we're going to pretend that it says something that it doesn't really say so that you don't have to go through that legal process. So they say Congress would have had to amend the Affordable Care Act to fix the, quote, established by the state, unquote, language, a politically treacherous and likely untenable action in a Republican Congress. So it'd be a bit of a bother, and, you know, it might not really pass. So let's just say that it means something that it doesn't mean, that it clearly doesn't mean. This is what one of the attorneys for the challenger said. If the rule of law means anything, it is that text is not infinitely malleable, that agencies must follow the law as written, not revise it to better achieve what they assume Congress had as a purpose. Yeah, but that's not the world that we currently live in. That's the world we're going to live in. We're going to make that happen with your help. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.